Hey guys, welcome to Style and Solar Form Bite Size Podcast. I'm Christy, your host, and we are on episode 106. So, just, you know, in the effort of being honest, as I always am on this little audio journal, as I call it, I've been doing a lot of work on myself lately. I do a lot of work on myself all the time, but I feel like there are certain points that I've been finding that I need to... Oh my God, that's my son. He's 14 and he's a gamer and he's being so crazy on that Call of Duty game. Anyway, sorry if he interrupts. I asked him to be quiet, but he cannot control himself sometimes. It's out of control. So I've been doing work on myself lately in a deeper way, because I'm really trying to be the observer of my anxieties and my fears. Instead of, I've been so like notorious to freeze when I get scared of something or when I come against something that I don't know the answer to. I freeze. That's my default. I don't know. Some people like have other reactions, but mine is just to freeze and ignore. And I've done that for years around certain things. And what I've realized now is that instead of freezing and ignoring it the way I have in the past, because it's not solving anything to freeze and ignore my problems, what I've been doing is trying to step away from the situation, even in the emotion of it, and observe. Just to observe it instead of freeze. And then I also went through this transition of, you know, not too long ago, if I come up against challenges, I freeze and then I judge myself because I'm just like my own worst enemy. So I've been freezing, judging myself, feeling bad about myself. So that was like another phase of me going through this, like working through my own issues, processes. And then now I'm kind of freezing. And instead of judging, I am looking at it as a signal. And what I did this morning, because I was having a bit of a panicky moment this morning, I stopped myself from having the panicky moment. I have like a trick now that I wanted to share with you guys because it's helping me, and I'm hoping in some ways if you try it could help you too. So anyway, I don't know if anybody realizes that when you get upset or when you're anxious or when you're triggered about something, your muscles tense. Like my face muscles tense, my throat tenses, like my shoulders tense. So like what I end up doing when I notice I'm feeling something bad or something that's triggering anxiety in me is what I can do is change my body. So I relax my throat. If my throat feels tight, if my eyes or my mouth or something feels tight, I relax. And that's the first thing. And so I relax in the moment and I let, as soon as I relax those things, like my face or my jaw, I can feel like my heart rate leveling down a bit and I can feel myself calming a little bit just by the simple act of relaxing my muscles. Then I sit in that space, and what I've been doing, and this is really helping me with anxiety, what I'm doing is just telling myself, like, I'm basically like telling myself, I'm praising myself, like, I'm like, all right, good job, you're doing great. Like, I coach myself through it. And then I end up feeling accomplished because I realize that I'm in control of my emotions, and my emotions aren't in control of me. It's a really super empowering feeling to feel in control of that, because I never have felt in control of it, even throughout, like, I think over the, it's definitely been for the past 14 years, because my older son's 14, and I've had, like, really, really wicked PMS, and I've had really challenging issues with my mood and anxiety and depression over the past 14 years, on and off, and I never felt like I could control it. And what I realize now is that I actually can control it. It just takes work. It takes, like, practice, and it takes the awareness of knowing that I can command a different chemical reaction in my body without taking medication, because I've been on Prozac for a long, long time. And I thought that that was the answer for a bit until it really stopped working for me. So I feel really lucky that I've been able to, you know, read and educate myself through audiobooks and podcasts enough to get to this point where I do feel I can command, you know, take command of my life, take command of my emotions, because in the end, the quality of your life is the quality of your mindset and your emotions. If we can't control that, then we're really just victim to our circumstances and our environment. That's going to be my superpower. I want to be able to reprogram my subconscious brain into a more empowering default mechanism regularly. And when I can't get myself to that place of balance and peace, I want to have, like, a really strong hold on getting the toolbox out and really, like, working myself through the emotion so it doesn't work itself over me. But I'm not gonna lie, it's been such a journey even getting here, because it's really hard not knowing what you don't know. So you have to take the initiative to seek out ways of feeling better. And when you don't know, how are you even supposed to know? It's just been like a real journey getting here. And I feel really good about where I am today. You know, it's not very often that I get to say that, because I'm constantly striving and I'm constantly, like, searching for, you know, solutions, and just, I'm curious, and I really do love learning new things. So the key, actually, honestly, for me, the key is also to journal things down. I have to write it down to solidify it in my brain, in my heart, and it locks it in for me. It makes things more real for me if I write it down. And I always have to tell myself, you better remember this. You have to remember this when you're feeling bad. So anyway, it's a good way also for me to repeat it to myself on this audio as well. Oh my God, that's my 14-year-old. He will not stop with the gaming. Okay, I'm going to go. I hope you guys have a great week. For any new listeners, go to www.stylereform.fashion, and you can get 20% off your first purchase with the code POD, P-O-D. And I'll talk to you guys next week.